All right, guys, welcome back to Theory and Theology. So for this flat earth theory, let me bang out some of the notes I took on that long video. This is going to be part two. I'm not going to go over every single thing, just only the notes that talk a little bit about the Bible stuff. And I'll leave it at that for you guys who want to just dive in on your own. I feel like this will be a good enough starting point. So, in the video, at the 1 hour 42 minute 47 second mark, they show this video clip about how NASA was lying. I don't know if it was Apollo 17 or 11 or which one, where they were showing Earth from space using a round window, which was, they say it was representing fake shape. They basically set up a camera in the back of the spacecraft, and instead of being 100-something thousand feet off the Earth, which they said was halfway to the moon, they were a few hundred feet off the Earth and set up in a dark spaceship a camera at the back of the spaceship and they say that there's one window that showed the Earth, and there were supposedly zooming or shooting the camera out that window showing the Earth being round. But the conspiracy is that they in fact had the camera to the back of the shuttle, not up against the window, but to the back of the shuttle, showing the Earth's view through a rounded window, which made the Earth appear round. Then there's a second part where they make it appear like there's a crescent shadow over part of it, and you see a little glitch where one of the astronauts has part of his sleeve covering a portion of the window, like between the camera and the window. So if the camera was in fact up against that window, you wouldn't have been able to see somebody's sleeve, their arm, like in between it. From there, they go to the 1 hour 57 minute 35 second mark. They start looking at Genesis. Genesis 1:1-5, the term face, like the face of the earth, flat surface is what a face is. When we talk mathematically, when we talk about some type of a surface, usually, you know, a face is something that's flat. He talks about mirror reflections on a horizon when there's a body of water, say a lake, and then across the lake at the other side of the lake, if there's like mountains, trees, hills, you see that reflection in the water. Now, if the reflection is completely horizontal, that's his proof, for Dean Odell's proof, for saying that the body of water settles flat and therefore the earth is flat, and that's why you get that mirror flat image. And in Genesis 1:6-8, this term, the firmament. So this is a solid crystalline structure that God puts water above. It is not an empty expanse, according to Joshua, the book of Joshua in the Bible, and Josephus, who is a Jewish historian who lived during the time of Jesus. He does state that he is from a pharisaical lineage. He's the one who states it. I don't know, as far as Josephus, if he is or not. The guy who I heard refuting it, I don't think it was Tobias Singer, that rabbi who refutes a lot of the Bible, but it was not Henry Abramson, the Jewish historian. He looks like a rabbi, but he's not a rabbi. He's a historian, but he's a religious Jew. So people mistake that because he wears the yarmulke. They both have very interesting videos. I don't know. Check them out if you want. Genesis 7, verse 11, and Genesis 8, verses 1 and 2. You know, the parts talking about the flood, talking about the fountains of the deep, the windows of heaven, and also rain, and not a vapor canopy. So that's kind of where he goes with that. Going into the 1 hour mark at 54 minutes 26 seconds, he talks about the Hebrew term for firmament, rakia. So written out in Hebrew, the letters written from right to left, read right from left, resh, kof, yod, ayin. And that comes from the root word raka. Rosh, there's a resh, kof, ayin. So I'm going to put the link for the biblical terms of the Hebrew and the English from that blueletterbible.org website for that verse in Genesis. Looking at Genesis chapter 1, verses 5 through 9, I'm just going to post that link. You can click on it. It gives you more information in there. You can just click around and see kind of what definitions come up. Firmament, the English definition, is expanse of plates, broad plates beating out of precious metals, and the spreading as a result, to spread over. Now, a lot of us have seen movies like Lord of the Rings, shows like Game of Thrones. I don't remember specifically Game of Thrones, or that movie Henry. You know, there are a lot of movies that have ancient wars where there's always somebody who is making swords and weapons, and they're forging swords, and you see someone taking the metal out of the fire and it's glowing hot, and they put it on top of a flat surface, and then they use this heavy anvil to beat the top of this hot metal and flatten it out. Now, I believe that's probably the process they're talking about here, beating out of precious metals. When somebody's beating the metals like that, you see them spreading out flatter and flatter. If you're making a knife, if you're making a sword, if you're making anything that needs to be flattened, you're gonna do it in that way. You're not gonna use that process, beat some kind of metal out in a process that's gonna try to make it rounder, right? That doesn't make any sense. Now, you can do that. I've seen a guy, I forgot the name. One channel is called Outdoor Boys. He has a second channel that's mostly fishing, and he's creating these fishing hooks. And at one point, he does a process where he's putting the hook on the, like, this little metal, this piece of metal that's like a wire, like a thick wire. And he has the heated metal, and he's bending it. He kind of bends it around something else, but he's not necessarily beating it out flat. He does beat it out flat, I think, at one point, to make sure it's like flattened, but I know he uses the metal and he curves it around a bar, while it's hot, to make it so that it's like a hook for fishing. And I'm not skilled at this, you know, I don't make things out of metal like that, but that's just the process that we're talking about here. So that's the importance of knowing the Hebrew, you know, learning the Hebrew, looking at the Hebrew, even if you don't know what it means, looking at the definition of the words. I'm really liking this blueletterbible.org website, because what it does, you can take a verse or take a few verses, click on it, break it down, and it kind of breaks down multiple words or phrases, depending how it is in Hebrew. It gives you the root, it gives you the actual term in Hebrew, it gives you the kind of pronunciation of it, and it tells you the definition in English of what it actually means. So people can say what they want about what the firmament means, but if the definition is actually that process of beating out metals or plates, something that has to do with plates, broad plates that are beaten out, or something being spread over, that's a whole different thing, you know, that's a whole different thing than what a lot of people teach about this term. People teaching about it being an empty expanse, as in the earth being a sphere, a ball shape, being suspended in outer space, and everything around it is considered the firmament. That empty outer space. That's what a lot of us are taught. It doesn't appear here with this definition that that's what that means. Okay, and just a few more verses here. A few more. At the 2 hour mark, 6 minutes, 30 seconds, Dean Odle talks about circle versus a ball. Circle versus a ball in the Bible. So the Hebrew term for circle is chug, like almost like that ch, like ch sound, chug. It's, I forgot the name of the letter. Chet? Is chet the name of it? Chet, vav, gimel. And then you can find that term in Isaiah 40 verse 22. And Proverbs 8 verse 27. And then there's this other term, sphere or ball, which is dur, dalit, yo, sorry, dalit, vav, resh. Dalit, vav, resh. Those are the letters. Some people say instead of vav, they say wow. You'll hear that, like W-A-W for that vav letter, but I'm gonna see if I can put this in the notes. I opened my keyboard and put a Hebrew keyboard on my cell phone. I just don't know if I can paste it in Hebrew on the notes for this episode. We'll see. We're about to find out. So sphere, ball, or dur, as in Isaiah 22 verse 18. Dur is never used to describe earth. This sphere or ball is never used to actually describe earth. These are different terms. Circle is like a flat. Like if you say a circle, that's not a 3D object versus a sphere or a ball. So those are two separate terms. So depending which versions of the Bible you're reading, a lot of times the English interpretation isn't gonna really flesh out the difference between ball, circle, round, like sphere. It'll just interchange those terms. But in the Hebrew, chug versus dur, those are two different words. And I think he did mention that there's a version of the Bible that had it completely interpreted, not even similar to this. It went off and started talking about some other shape. It wasn't even like sphere or ball or circle. It was like some other topic. It wasn't even that. The translation was like something about something, either is I don't know if it was expanse or something about vastness or something. It wasn't even something round, so I don't even know. People are just interpreting things sometimes, and not using the Hebrew. So those are just examples here. You can keep going on your own. It's a good starter video. Keep at it. I'm gonna post this, and you can kind of figure out what you want to do from there. But yeah, I don't know how much I'm gonna talk about this topic. This is my Hebrew study for today, because I'm trying to study it almost every day. Not every single day, but almost every day for a while, till I get sick of it. So these are the words I've learned for today. I'm gonna do a deeper dive on some of these words and Bible sections, and see kind of what I think about it. And with that, thanks for listening.